USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues in seven states as multiple outlets Wednesday called Michigan and Wisconsin for former Vice President Joe Biden. That puts him at 253 of the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win the White House. Biden has not declared victory in the race, only saying he believes he'll be the winner when all the votes are counted.
I will work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as I will for those who did vote for me. Now, every vote must be counted. No one's going to take our democracy away from us.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia to try to stop the counting of ballots and demanded further access to observe the counting process. The campaign has also asked for a recount in Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Despite the uncertainty in the presidential election, Wall Street continued a strong week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 360 points, rising over 700 points at peak trading on Wednesday. The S&P 500 had its best post-election day, gaining more than 2%. The NASDAQ also posted its best post-election day, riding a tech boost to gain nearly 4%. Analysts say that an apparently divided Congress after the election is good for the market. There is also hope for a new round of coronavirus stimulus now that the election is over. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who won his re-election bid last night, told reporters in Kentucky that a new bill will be the Senate's top priority when they return to Washington.
The Senate goes back in session next Monday. Hopefully the partisan passions that prevented us from doing another rescue package will subside with the election. And I think we need to do it, and I think we need to do it before the end of the year.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Arizona continues to count, the Trump campaign remains confident that the final tally will favor them. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Marijuana initiatives were on the ballot in five states, and in all five states, marijuana won. Ballot measures passing in New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota, making weed legal for recreational use. Regarding the presidential race in Arizona, former Vice President Joe Biden does have a lead over President Trump. Regarding Arizona, Jason Miller is a senior campaign official with the Trump campaign. He believes it will stay red.
We believe that over these next couple of days, as these ballots come in and are counted in the state of Arizona, that we could be looking at potentially, as soon as Friday, President Trump being declared the winner or it being clear that he has enough votes to formally say that he will win the state of Arizona.
The Associated Press has called Arizona for Joe Biden. However, most other outlets say it remains too close to call with about 86% of the vote counted. The Detroit Lions have placed quarterback Matthew Stafford on the reserve COVID-19 list for the second time this season. He missed practice Wednesday after being deemed a close contact of someone outside of the team who had tested positive for the virus. Should he test negative every day through Sunday, he would still be eligible to play against Minnesota. Stafford landed on the list back in August after a test which turned out to be a false positive. That incident caused the NFL to change its testing protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.